All right, 224 area code sends in their breakup. Wasted Days and Wasted Nights by Freddie Fender. Oh, my God, Freddie Fender. Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. Esmeralda, you know who Freddie Fender is?
No.
You don't know Freddie Fender?
Sorry, no. Is that his real name?
I don't think so, but he was Freddie Fender. If I'm not mistaken, he was Freddie Fender. Dan, can you look up a Freddie Fender? You should look up, you Google image Freddie Fender, because he had some fantastic hair. Freddie Fender, man. If I'm not mistaken, he was a Mexican artist, Esmeralda, but I bet your parents would know him.
Hmm.
Is he Mexican, Dan? Wasted days and wasted nights.
Born in Texas to Mexican immigrant.
See?
Which is called Tejano.
Tejano.
Tejano. Well, thank you, Vic.
Correct. I spent some time down there.
Yeah, clearly. Do you like Freddie Fender?
I like that song. I don't know what his hair looks like, though.
Have you looking at his hair at all?
No, I don't know. I know.
Esmeralda?
I am looking. It's very frizzy.
It is. It is. And he wore some fantastic leisure suits, Freddie Fender.
He's got quite a mustache as well.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no playing around with Freddie Fender.
Is he swarthy?
He is swarthy, yes.
Swarthy, okay. Jeannie introduced me to that term yesterday, said I was swarthy.
She said you were swarthy?
Yes, she did.
I can kind of see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do?
What did you do?
Were you the one that didn't leave a note during the siesta, or was it her?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if that's involved.
I was cooking dinner, and I had a tight T-shirt on.
Oh,
belly may have been sticking out.
Oh,
and I do have my beard, so she said I was looking rather swarthy.
Yep. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
She said I reminded her of Brutus from Popeye.
Oh. Wait a minute. Wait. Brutus from Popeye.
Right, without the muscles.
You mean Bluto?
Well, that's two.
No.
He was known as Brutus and Bluto.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to settle this in a couple of minutes here because we have to break. We got the news and more breakup songs, 312-981-7200. And we have to discuss, we have to figure out exactly what swarthy means. I think we really need to pinpoint that. I have a different definition of what swarthy means. Okay, we got to take a break. That's right. From the album The Guitar That Changed the World, the version of That's All Right. Scotty Moore passed away, one of the legendary guitarists and innovators in rock and roll history. And so this morning we paid tribute to him. Steve and Johnny were with us earlier to talk about Scotty, and all of the bumps this morning are for Scotty. It's Nick DiGilio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5, and then Andrea and Dave in for Steve Cochran at 6. All right. Now, before we get back to the breakup songs, I want to give you at least what I think swarthy means. Now, so Vic was described by his lady friend as swarthy because he was cooking and he had a tight shirt on, and she said that he looked like Brutus from Popeye.
Did he say he had hair?
Who?
Chest hair hanging out?
No.
All right. Okay.
Just the beard, I think.
Right. Now, but here's the thing.
Chest hair.
Now, because you said tight shirt, I immediately assumed.
No, I mentioned that. She mentioned that because I have a little bit of I have some table muscle going on, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Like me. I've got like a
belly region.
Oh, yeah.
What? Table muscle?
Yeah. Because it's.
Explain.
It's table muscle. You get that muscle from eating at the table.
Right.
It's a muscle.
We like to.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's time to build that up, just like any other muscle.
That's exactly right. By eating more.
You have to apply yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Effort.
A way of doing that really quickly, I don't do this anymore, but is drinking beer. That's a really easy way to do that.
Oh, I see. That muscle.
That muscle, yes. Yes.
I wouldn't think it was a muscle. I just think you're forming.
I will say this.
Table.
I used to drink a ton of beer, okay? And a bunch of whiskey. Now, whiskey is, you know, I drank a lot of Jameson.
It's lower calorie.
Yeah.
If you're just drinking it without mixers.
At one point, I was exclusively drinking a half a bottle of whiskey a day.
Right.
So, but I was losing weight because I wasn't eating.
Well, yeah, when you don't.
And I was drinking whiskey, which is why 1 year ago at this time, exactly, I was in a hospital. I was in a hospital 1 year ago, like this day, I was in a hospital. And I think I got out the day after. I think I was in the hospital for like 5 days.
Contrary to popular belief,
it's not
whiskey
good.
Whiskey has no nutritional value.
Not
really.
At all. No, no. But the thing is, I had stopped drinking 2 weeks before I went into the hospital, but I didn't start eating.
Yeah, that's not good.
No,
that's not good.
Anyway, now I'm eating a lot, and in fact, I weigh 40 pounds more than I did 1 year ago. I do. I weigh 40 pounds more. What I was not told about was when you quit drinking, you eat more.
Yeah, table, well, there's...
Table muscle.
So, all right, now let me explain what I think swarthy is. Dan, maybe you can be the arbiter on this. You can find out. Maybe look it up or something online.
I've got swarthy.com up. Let's...
Swarthy, wow, there's a... Okay.
That was a joke.
Here's what I think... I was going to say there's a website called Swarthy. Here's what I think swarthy means, and see if I'm right on this. And I don't... And Vic, to be honest, I don't think you fit into what I think swarthy means.
Give me what you
kind
got.
Of,
what is it?
I think you could kind of, maybe. All right, swarthy to me means... tanned or darker skinned, and I almost specifically Latin in ethnicity.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I think swarthy means. You know what I mean? Now, I can see it kind of, you got the beard and you
see, she knows I've got some peasant blood in me.
Right.
So she...
right. So. But like, Brutus is not swarthy.
Okay.
Wait, but it cracks me up. He goes, she knows.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right.
So now, Dan, what is there an actual definition? Because that's what I think it means. What does swarthy mean?
According to Merriam-Webster, that it is of having a dark complexion.
Okay.
It was a black T-shirt. Was that? Actually, now that you mention it, I had a black T-shirt on.
And your beard is black.
And my beard is black.
Ah.
So you just melded
and the
into
light
one.
Was off in the kitchen.
The light was off in the kitchen. Well, that's
a little sweaty because I was cooking. I've been in there for like, so it's all coming together.
It all
now.
Makes sense now. So you cook with the lights out. That's really, that's nice and dangerous.
Yeah, that can't be good. Is there fingers
you
in your food?
Old swarthy Vic Vaughn, everybody. When I think swarthy, I don't think Antonio Banderas. I think Vic Vaughn. See, now, I think when I think swarthy, that's the first guy pops into my head.
Right.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm
is Antonio Banderas. I call him Banderas. It's just
I think like sweaty, like bleh,
but it's not. No, like it's really not really. Hairy. It's like swarthy is like hello. You know, it's like seductive and. I think.
See, I don't think swarthy.
I could do
is
that. I pull that off.
When you're cooking in the dark, that's what you pull off. I think of like the stereotypical Latin, like smooth lover guy. Like, hello.
See, I don't think that of swarthy.
That's what I think of swarthy. He just told you what swarthy meant.
Right, but like swarthy to me is like, ooh, that swarthy guy.
Yeah, I agree with that, Esmeralda.
Kind of creepy.
Wait a minute. It just means dark skinned, right? Is that what you said it was? Is there a further
definition? Dark complexion.
Of dark complexion.
I know, but there's always like the kind of, when you ever see anything and that description's there, they're always sweaty.
Where does sweat come into it?
No, there's just something about it, that word.
Just because Vic is, you know, sweating all over his kitchen in the dark with his tight shirt on and his beard.
Something about tight shirt sweaty.
All right, so Merriam-Webster, swarthy in a sentence. He was a dark-eyed, swarthy young man with killer looks.
See?
Yep.
See also Vic Vaughn.
Also Vic Vaughn. See Vic Vaughn. For
this table muscle.
Hanging out of my...
Now, that sentence is exactly accurate into how what I think the definition is.
All right, good job.
But you throw in sweaty, though. I don't understand the sweaty.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that word. That's what comes up in my mind.
So did Jenny mean it positively or negatively, Vic?
Right.
That's the question.
It was not positive.
All right, so okay. She's with us.
All right, so everybody thinks swarthy is a negative thing.
Like sweaty, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Tight shirt.
See, I think it's like, I think Bendejas. Like, ooh. That's why one of the reasons why we watch Mambo Kings all the time.
Because you wanted to be swarthy?
We wanted to be swarthy. We wanted to be the Mambo King. Scott and I wanted to be Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, I think you guys were probably doing the version that we're thinking
Armand Asante.
Yeah, you can make swarthy look good. She
sure,
snuck
Vic
up
Vaughn,
on me.
Sure.
Yeah.
She snuck up.
I'm normally sucking in the table muscle.
I don't know. I know this is radio, so there is a picture being painted for everybody listening right now of swarthy Vic Vaughn in his half shirt. He's wearing one of those 80s half shirts. That
you know what? Today, I'm cutting that T-shirt off.
Cut it in half.
Yep.
Walk around like it's 1982 again.
I imagine he's got a pan. He's just like, yeah. Hey, Genie.
Were you like cooking spam? What were you?
He's just sweating.
Frying up some spam. Sweating into the spam.
That's what gives it its salty flavor.
Oh, God. I just am very, I'm very upset that swarthy is considered negative. I never.
That's only because you wanted to be swarthy because of Mambo King.
No, I just happened. The word swarthy to me is not a negative thing. It's just like, it's exotic, you know, and it's like, ooh, Bendejas, Armand Asante, he's swarthy.
I see it as negative.
Wow, all right. I didn't know that.
People are texting in that Esmeralda and I are thinking of smarmy, but no, we're not.
No, swarthy
is a negative connotation.
Yeah,
smarmy is just, that's negative, but it has nothing to do with sweat.
Correct.
Smarmy is just your...
Well, it's sweat plus a tight shirt, and then I imagine there's chest hair hanging out, but like kind of like in that gross way.
He keeps insisting that chest hair... Vic says that chest hair was not hanging out.
I know, but it's like in my head, I just immediately...
Was it also a V-neck? It was like a half-shirt V-neck. I see. All right.
According to 630, pirates are often described as swarthy because of the permanent tans from being on deck all day.
See?
That's what I thought. Can I say, as soon as you guys said swarthy, I thought pirates, Johnny Depp.
Right. Now,
right there.
I do have a farmer's tan or a pirate's tan, I guess.
You have a pirate's tan.
Oh, a pirate's
tan.
Are
you familiar with that term, farmer's tan?
Farmer's tan, yes, not pirate's tan. Now, Mary, let me ask you something. Now, when you thought, when you heard swarthy, you thought pirate.
Exactly.
You thought Johnny Depp.
Well, really Johnny Depp that much, but more dirty. Well, he's dirty enough in it.
Dirty. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Sweaty,
gross.
Wait a minute. I don't understand this at all.
See, she's on our side.
Well, not gross, not Vic, of course, but I mean,
just kind of like,
in need of a shower, has a tan, and just kind of creepy. I don't know.
See? What the hell is going on?
Maybe in English class, when we learned the proper definition, you were just thinking of Mambo Kings and not paying attention.
I don't understand this. Wow. All right. So swarthy is not good.
Well,
all this time,
it's not good.
All this time, I thought, yeah, swarthy. Ooh, he's swarthy. Like,
well,
sexy.
I mean, I guess.
Freddie Fender. Swarthy.
But we apparently seem to be the only ones that.
No, everybody except me, evidently.
Well, think of the word swarthy. It's just not a nice sounding word either.
No, yeah.
All right. Moist.
Ugh. Yeah, well.
I have no idea. And it's another word that everybody, mostly women hate that word.
Blech.
Yeah, but it's also, okay, what do you think of it when when you have a great texture on a layer cake? What do you say? What do you say?
Texture. Good. Creamy.
No. How would you describe a really great piece of creamy?
Mm-hmm.
Not the frosting. I'm talking about the cake itself.
Oh, the cake.
The cake itself. Yeah. A really good cake. What word would you describe that if it's one of the adjectives to describe a good cake? And you know where I'm going with this, Esmeralda.
Ugh. Delicious?
Moist.
Yeah. I don't want to say that.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right.
You're damn right I'm right, and I'm right about swarthy too.
Well, not so
I know. I noticed that Vic just took off. I think he's going to cut off all his shirts in half. So.
Speaking of swarthy, it's Mark Kerman. Sorry, y'all. Here he comes.
Oh, man.
Wait. Go ahead. Hey, swarthy Mark Kerman is here, everybody.
I'm sorry. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. That was all Mary, by the way, dude.
No,
that was all Mary.
I just saw him in the camera, and I went, oh.
Well, just so you know, I'm sitting here thinking, like, I've been called swarthy a million times. I think it's a great word, and I'm completely with Nick 100% on this, and I don't know what the two of you are talking
about.
And
what's your dating track record?
It's a significant... abomination, but it's not how many times you get knocked down, Nick. It's just getting back up, right?
Oh yeah, you're talking to the wrong dude right there, man. Yeah, you don't want me on your side when in a relationship conversation, my friend.
I'll take whoever I can get.
Yeah,
do you wear a lot of V-necks and sweat?
I got a V-neck on today. It's underneath a actual professional shirt, but once I walk out here, I'm going V-neck straight to the straight to Michigan.
He's going to Vic's house. They're going to cook together.
Yeah, you gotta have an inch of grime on your body to be swarthy. And you guys don't today, but I'm just saying today.
They will later.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't even understand this at all, man.
And then I think Mark Harmon's, you got a little chest hair going, right? I'm assuming.
Sure.
Do you have a tuft?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta see. So he's swarthier than
listen.
There's nothing better than a swarthy man and a moist cake. That's how you want your cake. That's how you want your men.
Oh, no.
And oddly, that's what Vic was making. Oh, he was making a moist cake.
Have your cake and eat it, too.
Oh, my God. Oh! Oh!
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh! All right.
Oh, gosh. We learned so much.
By the way, I guess, according to Merriam-Webster, you guys are all wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it wasn't Merriam. It was Merriam-Webster.
Oh, that's
Mary Vandeveld's.
Oh, it's Mary Webb. Okay, yeah, that's right.
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Esmeralda.
She invented that book. Definition.
Oh.
Like she'd be working here if she owned that book.
Exactly.
Getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
She wrote all those dictionaries. She wrote all those definitions out.
Oh, all right. What the hell has happened? All right, here's your swarthy weather forecast.
I mean, many
men
will be
swarthy
today.
It might be moist. You don't know.